the process to call on guides or angels. Each and every one of us has at least three guides and access to angels at any given moment. The challenge is raising our frequencies high enough to be able to communicate with them directly. With practice and awareness, this process can bring you to a higher understanding and a connection point with the world above and around us. The conscious mind tends to override and judge during this process, but if you continue to take nice full breaths and release that judgment with time and practice, you will be able to access the guides and angels in your life. When you are ready to begin, find a comfortable place to sit. Begin by taking nice full breaths deep into the belly and releasing all of the energy on the exhale. As you breathe, begin to tell yourself you're feeling lighter and calmer with every breath. And release any tension or judgment on your exhales. Begin to visualize yourself with your feet firmly planted into the ground and expand your head up into the higher levels. As you begin to communicate with both the guides and the angels, it's important to stay grounded. So always remembering to keep your feet firmly grounded and allow your consciousness to grow within your body. When you are ready, go to your sacred place and spend a few moments refueling, recharging, and releasing any residual energy that may be weighing you down. As you breathe, you will continue to feel lighter and more expansive, again allowing the exhales to release any mental clutter. As you come into your sacred place, allow a few moments to feel and experience the warmth of this place. By this point, you may have been here a few times or a lot of times, but each and every time you come into your sacred place, it will resonate stronger and clearer to your soul. As you breathe, bring your awareness to the area around you. And when you are ready, begin to call in one of your guides or an angel. Energy is very much about frequency, so your part of this is to continue to raise your awareness by releasing any fears or worries or concerns that no longer matter at this moment, and bringing your awareness to a lightness and a stability so that the guides and angels may have an easier time to access you. Don't even try to look for them. Simply sit in your sacred place and breathe, feeling stronger, more love, and more connected. With practice, you will start to notice or see or experience a shift in the energy. Stay with this moment. As you breathe, invite that guide or angel forward and begin to make note of what is happening. If you are able to see, then make note of how they look or appear. Do they show as male, female, or maybe even an animal? As you breathe, pay attention to how they make you feel. Allow them to come into your awareness simply by asking them to come closer. When you're able to make contact, ask them if they have a gift or a token for you. Make note of what it is. Do they have a message? Are they able to show you something that's important to you? If they're a guide, perhaps you've seen them before. You want to go within yourself to see if it resonates at your soul being. If it's an angel, allow yourself to rise even higher, trusting this experience to be true, and asking or seeing which angel this particular one might be. If you're able to do writing, this is the great opportunity to ask through automatic writing, grabbing a pen and paper. Simply ask them what their message is and begin writing what they have to say. Allow this experience to be healing and centering. Guides and angels are always available to us. So again, our part is taking nice, full, deep breaths, releasing the fears and the judgments, and allowing ourselves to communicate with them. Notice how you feel when they're in your sacred place. Ask them if there's any colors, symbols, or again, tokens they may have to share with you. And above all, begin to trust that this relationship is real. Set forth a practice within yourself to come to this place and call on your guides and angels. Let go of any fears, for these are safe beings that have always been with you. When you are ready to close, thank them with honor and love for coming to share this time with you. Remember that they are here at any moment. It is a matter of clearing away any energetic debris so that you may fully experience who they are and the messages they have to share with you. Trust that you are a being of light, and that by accessing these higher planes, you will find the strength and love that you need. When you are finished, close off your place by making it yours once again. Release any guides or spirits or angels from the vicinity so that before you come back, you can sit in your sacred place and breathe the experience in through the crown, through the third eye, down through the throat, expanding into the heart, strengthening through the solar plexus, releasing through the sacral and grounding through your root chakras. Then bring your awareness back to the present with all of the conscious knowledge of what you've just experienced. And take a moment to thank yourself. For the more that you come into this place, the more connected you will become and the calmer and more content you will feel at the internal level of your soul.